Blog Talk Radio.
Great day, and thank you so much for joining me. I am Natasha L. Brown, healing evangelist and holistic advocate. I educate women on how to reverse disease by creating a self-healing machine. I am also an author of 4 empowerment books, and I am the host of My New Peace Radio, which you are joining me for, and I am very excited. This is part 3 of a 6-part series called Honor Your Temple. And just want to start off with our disclaimer. This is an informational session. And I am not a medical professional. This broadcast is used to assist you in starting and maintaining your holistic journey in the right direction. Always seek medical attention from your primary care physician, as well as dial 911 for any emergencies. Now, this series is here to provide you with what you need in order to be successful in your holistic journey. Now, if you want to see all 6 parts, each day this week we are releasing a different part, and this part is being shown in crossover. So they are all 6 parts will be on YouTube. You can do a search as Natasha L. Brown or click the link in the description in order to access each part. So definitely when you get over there, you know what to do, subscribe. Go ahead and click the bell so you'll know when I am going live, as well as if you are listening to me at mynewpeace.com, go ahead and click follow so you'll get updates as well when I am posting new broadcasts. Now, we have 6 parts to this series on honor your temple. And what is going on is the first 2 parts. Just go over to YouTube and listen to them so you'll know what the first 2 parts are. So part 3, we're going to be dealing with in honoring our temples, we're going to be dealing with hydration, right? And how important is hydration? Very important, because our bodies are made up of more than 70% water. Our brains definitely need it in order to function, and our brain is what will help us tell the rest of our body what to do. So the hydration is definitely very vital and important. So there are waters we should be drinking and waters we should avoid. And then there are certain waters that will increase your holistic ability as far as each cell in the body is concerned that you should be drinking, especially in the cooler months. So autumn and winter, you want to drink something different than what you were drinking in spring and summer, right? So if you have watched the other parts, you know seasonal is definitely something that is important. We have 2 verses that we are going to be dealing with. Psalms 100, verse 3 is the Amplified. It says, "Know and fully recognize with gratitude that the Lord himself is God. It is he who has made us, not we ourselves, and we are his." We belong to God. "We are his people and the sheep of his pasture." Also, 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20, "Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is within you, whom you have received as a gift from God, and that you are not your own property? You were bought with a price. You were actually purchased with the precious blood of Jesus and made his own. So then honor and glorify God with your body." So everything we consume, whether it is as far as food, whether it is something visual, whether it's something audible, whether we are touching something, whatever it is, if we are using our body to consume it, then we are glorifying God with our body. Now, do you consciously practice glorifying glorifying God through your body on a regular basis? Are you intentional about what you're doing, right? That is the key. Because everything has a season, and being proactive when our body speaks and responding appropriately is where we want to make sure we are. So hydration is definitely what we want to be doing any time of the year, regardless of what the temperature is, but making sure we are drinking at least a gallon or more of water. Depending on your weight size, I used to push half your weight in ounces, but a gallon is definitely proven to work better with the majority of my clients. Some of them, depending on what type of hydration they're doing, They don't need that much. So just make sure you know what your goals are. And if you are in need of a holistic coach, what I do is I find out the root cause, how did you get to where you are, and we work our way backwards so we don't get stuck there or get into that place again. And a lot of diets, D-I-E, that's what they are. They are temporary because you stop doing a particular thing, you get rid of the weight, well, that's you lose the weight, and then once you stop the diet, you find the weight again, right? So that's not the goal. Holistically, what you want to do is find out what you can do daily that's going to help you be successful. So with that being said, hydration, what water, what type of water are you drinking? And you probably say, it doesn't matter what type of water I'm drinking, right, as long as I'm drinking water. Some waters are heavier than others. Many people don't like to drink water because it's a struggle. But guess what? That's because you're not drinking the proper water for your body. If you are drinking spring water or alkaline water, which you can do year-round, it's easier to definitely drink it, especially once you find a brand of spring water that is going to work with you. Some waters are heavier on the system than others, so it makes it harder to drink. But alkaline water is going to be smoother. Distilled water you should only be doing if you are cleansing or detoxing, and that's under supervision. That's not something you want to drink on a regular basis. So there are different waters you can do different things with. Waters we do not want to consume on a regular basis is purified water, tap water, flavored water, seltzered water, carbonated, sterilized, hard and soft water, and especially fluoride. You shouldn't even have fluoride in your toothpaste. So definitely want to stay away from water with fluoride in it. Also, you want to keep in mind how much water you should be drinking. And again, if you're drinking that gallon, let me know how you feel after drinking a gallon of water at the end of the day. You should have a different tune to your body. You should feel better. There should be no aches and pains. Many of your illnesses will start to dissipate as you begin to drink that gallon of water every day, not just because you're cleansing or detoxing, but every day. Also, you want to make sure that you are drinking the proper type of water. During the autumn and winter months, antioxidant water is what you want to consume. That's water that's going to put into the body what it needs, right? Hydrated water is going to be a good water, especially if you are an athlete. It's going to cut down on a lot of the soreness, a lot of the aches and pains. It's going to bring your body into position to be alkaline. Our bodies operate much better when we are alkaline than they do when we are acidic. And many people, I know when I was acidic, I didn't even realize I was acidic until I began to feel better. And once you begin to feel better, most people do not want to go back. Some people get comfortable in where they are, so they don't mind. But if you begin to feel better, pay attention. And I always encourage my clients to, or my students, to keep a journal. Be mindful of what they're doing so that whatever is working for them, and everybody is different. Everybody is different. What is working for one person may not work for another person, so definitely journal what works for you so that you can keep it and be consistent. So some waters that you want to begin to drink year-round, again, I told you autumn and winter, you want to make sure you're doing antioxidant water. And I have a blog on whathappentoyourlastmeal.com where you can get more information on the waters. But spring water, alkaline water, hydrated water, antioxidant water, structured water, Willard water, and black water, BLK, black water, and BLK is a brand, but black water with that that volcanic ash in it, it alkalines the body as well. So all of these waters are what you want to be consuming, especially the antioxidant water during the cooler months, because you are wanting to stay well. Possess wellness daily is what I say. You want to stay well. You don't want to experience illness, especially with the virus that's going on. As it gets cooler, the coronavirus is not the only thing that is going to be going on. and it's not new. The flu, cold, that this, you know, as it gets cooler, you have those things that are viral that come around yearly that are passed, especially if you have children that go to public school, that are passed from person to person in the office, even the office. So if you are sick, stay home, get rest, and make sure you maintain your body so you can get better. Don't share. That's one area you don't want to share is in illness. So it's not a good thing to share illness. If you are feeling even a tinge bit sick, there are many things that you can do to stop that in its tracks. But if you haven't been eating well, if you haven't been resting well, if you haven't been exercising, if you have not had the proper amount of restful sleep, if you're not eating live food, there are many things we can do on a daily basis to avoid getting sick. It's not, you know, this is the time of the year that, no, it does not have to be. That's a myth. We believe those things because we practice the habits that create those environments. So, again, this is the Honor Your Temple series. This is part three. If you want to see all six parts, definitely go to YouTube under Natasha L. Brown. Subscribe, click the bell. And each day this week, we will be releasing an episode. So 1, 2, and 3 will be there, and then 4, 5, and 6 will be coming out over the next couple of days. Once you click the bell, you'll get that notification, and you'll know when they are out. So each part, we have an affirmation. Affirmation for part 3 is, I immerse every organ in the healing waves of water. I immerse every organ in the healing waves of water. If every part of your body, every cell, every organ, your entire being was hydrated properly, just imagine what you can do. And you can experience that, not just imagine it. So definitely get the water you need and make sure you purchase the best of whatever it is, because you want God's very best to be consumed in your body, right? So definitely keep those things in mind. And, again, our base scriptures are Psalms 100, verse 3, and 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20. Those both in the Amplified Version. Get what you need. Once you get it and you find out it's working, document it by journaling. As you document it and continue to practice, you will see the best results. And as always, keep in mind that we are here every Tuesday at MyNewPeace.com for My New Peace Radio. And we are always giving you holistic insight to get you to where you need to be so that you can possess wellness daily. I am Natasha L. Brown, host of My New Peace Radio, as well as healing evangelist and holistic advocate. Remember that I love you, that self-love, self-compassion, and wellness are your superpowers. Have a beautiful week, and I will see you back here next Tuesday. Thank you.